Hello, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm your host, Laura Vogt, the Associate Director for Marketing and Communications for the College of Engineering. And this week, we have two Berkeley Engineering students, Sydney Tsai and Hitesh Kamisetti, and they're here to tell us about the Engineering Student Council and student organizations. So thank you both so much for being here today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate the invite.
And so let's start with some introductions. Sydney, why don't you tell us about your major, maybe a student organization that you would recommend, and what you do for fun in Berkeley?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Sydney, and I'm going into my third year studying EECS. And then in terms of student orgs, I would say that they're all like really great orgs on campus, but I would definitely recommend finding a fun social org that's not really related to what you're studying, because it really helps build like a community of friends around you while also allowing you to kind of balance your school and social life. And then as what I do for fun, I usually love like trying out all the new restaurants around Berkeley just because there's so many. And then I also love like just hopping on the 6 bus, going down Telegraph, and maybe going to like watch a concert at the Fox Theater.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about how easy it is to get to the Fox Theater from the bus.
Yeah, it's so great because my house, I live like 2 minutes away from the 6 bus stop, so I can just get on the bus.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for so much for being here today. Hitesh, your turn. So can you tell us your major, an organization that you would recommend, and what you do for fun?
Yeah, so I'm currently studying EECS as well as economics. And I would definitely want to piggyback off what Sydney was able to say about, like, I definitely think it's really important to be able to find a club where you really feel socially, because I think that's probably one of the main roles that clubs have. And a lot of students find that most of their friend groups tend to revolve around the clubs that they join. Something that I did for fun, right, that's completely independent from my major, is I joined a dance team here at Berkeley. I joined a team called Zahanath. And that's been a great experience getting to know some of the guys, as well as being able to compete in a national circuit. We were able to find interest outside of just track academics. But on the other hand, I do think it's pretty cool to join clubs that kind of relate to your major as well. For example, I know IUR has a great club called IISE that helps bring students of the same sort of major together. I think some of the fun stuff to do here at Berkeley, in addition to the restaurants, I really just enjoyed, I think, the rock climbing place I just opened up on Telegraph. I think that's been a great experience, as well as kind of just walking down on Telegraph. I think there's a lot of stuff that you get to see outside of just the restaurants, a lot of people you get to meet as, and I think if you're old enough, even if, I think Taco Tuesday is also a great sort of experience to go to if you're old enough, of course. So yeah.
Thank you. And again, thank you both so much for being here today. So we spoke with Marvin Lopez, which I actually haven't done. We spoke with Marvin Lopez, the Director of Programs and Engineering Student Services, about the importance of co-curricular activities. And one of the options of getting involved in outside of the classroom is definitely student organizations. So let's start with the organization that you're both here representing, which is Engineering Student Council, or ESC. And can you tell me more about the student council and what your roles are?
Yeah, so ESC is basically kind of like the student government of the College of Engineering. So basically, we're both co-presidents in the club, and we put on a bunch of great events for the engineering students on campus, as well as the Blue and Gold certification program, which we'll go into more in detail later on. But some events include like E-Week. So in February, one of the biggest engineering events on campus is called E-Week, and we just do like a carnival, we have e-ball, we have a bunch of arts and crafts, and it's just a way for us to celebrate engineering on campus. We also do stuff like Research Week, providing some tech talks on campus as well.
And even beyond that, we also really focus on advocacy. So our goal is to be able to advocate for the engineering student body. And we hope that most students see this as an avenue to be able to just kind of serve as advocacy for them, whether it be about majors or whether it be about the college or stuff along those lines.
Yeah. And so how long have both of you been involved in ESC?
So I joined my freshman year, like fall semester. So I've been in here, I'm going into my 5th semester in ESC. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've also been involved since my first semester. I was one of the, I guess, lucky or unlucky, as you can phrase it, group that came in during COVID. So this is one of my first sort of social as well as professional groups I was able to be part of. So I've been part of it my entire year. So I'm entering my 7th semester.
And if other students wanted to get involved, how do they do that?
Yeah. So we have sort of like a rolling admission. cycle that opens up at the beginning of the fall and spring. We kind of do encourage students to join towards the beginnings of each semester. It's just, it kind of helps us with their planning. And we're an open club. We are blue and gold certified. We kind of have to be to kind of host the program. And what that kind of, and we'll dive into it a bit more in just a second, but idea being that we will want all students to be able to join and have an experience and have a great experience within the College of Engineering.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of committees in our club. So for example, we have like an IVP, you can join like the EVP committee, eWeek, Treasurer, Communications, Internal Affairs. So there's really a wide range of different committees that you can join depending on what you are interested in.
I kind of like the idea that what you're doing in it isn't necessarily engineering related. So you can learn about communications, you can learn about doing, being a treasurer and like budgeting and things along those lines.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of why I joined ESC, because I knew that I would be bombarded with so many school classes, take so many technical courses, that I wanted to make an impact on like College of Engineering without having to burn myself out with even more like coding or projects.
It's definitely a great avenue to be able to explore interests, maybe tangentially related to engineering, but maybe not directly engineering.
So let's dive a little bit more into the blue and gold certification that we've mentioned a couple times now. So what is the blue and gold certification?
Yeah, so the blue and gold certification is a program that we have created in partnering with the ESS, essentially a way to make sure that students have an opportunity to be able to access organizations regardless of their background. So we want to make sure students that might have not had the same privileges as some other students to make sure they still are able to find a community. And kind of pointing back to what I was saying earlier, most students, including myself, have found their major friend groups as well as their major sort of social experiences kind of surrounding student organizations. And we want to make sure that we can get as many engineering students as possible to be able to find their own communities. And we've partnered with over 50 student organizations at this point that have the same sort of goal, and that also help to provide students the sort of technical experience and technical background that can help them in their future. So essentially trying to create a marriage of a social experience as well as a sort of technical experience without needing an arduous technical background just to be able to step foot into the organizations.
So yeah, the organizations, so, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, the organizations that have been blue and gold certified, what do they have to do to get certified? Like, what is that? What steps have they had to take?
Yeah, so on our website at esc.berkeley.edu, all they have to do is fill out our Google form, and it's basically a bunch of questions about what kind of processes that applicants have to go through in order to join the club. And then after the form, they have to go through a blue and gold training, which I believe Hitesh can go more into detail about since he was EVP the last 2 years, I believe, and he's worked a lot with blue and gold. But so once clubs do get approved, they get a lot of different resources, including some facilities from our facilities director. So we provide some rooms as well as storage for clubs. We also provide funding for blue and gold certified clubs.
And
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, what is the benefit of being blue and gold certified for the students that want to be in clubs? Like, why do you want that to join a club that is blue and gold?
So I think the main reason someone should look towards joining a blue and gold organization is for three core values that they kind of share. First, equity, inclusion, to make sure that all members feel equally respected as well as are still able to have a great time. And I think you can also see students from different sort of backgrounds, kind of broaden your horizon. If you weren't exposed to students, maybe from different parts of the country, maybe from different sort of financial backgrounds, and kind of give you an opportunity to kind of mingle with the students outside your comfort zone. I think the second part is creating a sort of safe environment. So safety and integrity we take very seriously to make sure that clubs are being safe, both socially, but more importantly, also in terms of any activities that they might do. And we provide trainings to that effect, whether that be financial treasurer trainings, whether that be SVSH prevention trainings and stuff of that nature. And lastly, we want to make sure that student organizations are transparent with both the members that they have, as well as towards the outside community that they're trying to recruit. And we have certain guidelines about how they can recruit students, what they can look at, what sort of professional information that they can have, in order to create the most safe and welcoming environments possible.
Excellent. Thank you. I know that I've heard colloquially in the past of students having a really hard time just to find an organization to be part of, or that to prepare to apply to be an organization was harder than applying to get a job. And so I know that you're definitely trying to make it so that it's not that high stakes of a thing to do to be part of these organizations.
Yeah, definitely. Like a lot of clubs on campus, especially like technical and maybe even like business clubs, they require multiple rounds of interviews. They do social rounds and they even do technical rounds, which is kind of insane to think about when we're all in college. We're trying to get that experience through these clubs, but these clubs require experience just to get in.
What other ways is it good to investigate the organizations and find out more?
Yeah, so for us, we do plan on tabling on Sproul during the first couple of weeks of when the new semester starts. And so we'll definitely have a list of all the blue and gold certified clubs on our table. Students could always come approach us and ask questions about ESC, as well as the blue and gold clubs that do fall under the organization.
And we also have a great website, esc.berkeley.edu, that you guys can check out. Should have most of our information up to date. And we definitely update it every time we try to recruit new members. So expect there to be some updates in the next maybe month or so.
Can you tell me a little bit more about some of the resources that you offer to students?
Yeah, I think Sydney kind of touched on it a bit earlier in our conversation. But some of the resources we offer are funding. So the way it kind of works is we get ASUC delegates the funds for the College of Engineering organizations to us, and we assign those accordingly. So we expect kind of all engineering student organizations to kind of go through us. We also offer a lot of spaces so they can actually store any material that they have or they would want to store. And we offer meeting spaces. So these are the primary sort of resource that we offer. But additionally, we also offer additional trainings. We offer constant contact with ESS in order just to facilitate any sort of conversations that need to happen. And we can actually navigate needs that these students might, student organizations might have with a larger College of Engineering, because as we serve as the engineering student government as well. So it kind of helps in various different aspects.
Yeah. Okay. And then for students who aren't necessarily in any like blue and gold clubs or in ESC, we also hold some other events, including, like I said before, E-Week. We've partnered with ESS before to do some t-shirt giveaways. We've held study sessions in Bechtel Engineering Center, which is where we had our facilities. And people can just get together, hang out. We hold multiple types of events. You just have to check out our Instagram at Berkeley ESC.
Excellent. And can you each share with me one of your favorite memories of working with ESC?
I would say definitely the community that like the club has fostered. So I remember it was last semester when we all got together for movie night. So we were in, what was the big auditorium, like Sibley? Where we have GMs? Oh yeah, so we were in Sibley. And so we put on Puss in Boots on the big projector screen. We had like snacks and everything. It was so fun. And we like even planned playing like Mario Kart on the big projector, like having a game night and everything.
Yeah, I think for me, it would probably be a bit earlier on in when I joined ESC and kind of why I stayed with ESC. Because even during the COVID semesters where we were all virtual, and I was actually back home in Georgia, right? So I was completely kind of separated from everything going on at Berkeley. So we were able to have weekly virtual game nights. And those are a really cool way to be able to interact with students at Berkeley, as well as kind of foster more connections that would kind of guide me throughout my years at Berkeley and kind of why I stayed and wanted to give back to the organization as president, as one of the co-presidents. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm really glad that you were able to find a way to connect when nobody was actually meeting each other.
Yeah, it was a really cool thing that we were able to do. And I think we continue to do, albeit we kind of do more in person now, granted that everyone is in person, but I think it was a cool kind of experience to kind of transition with.
And I just on a personal level, how do you handle your time management with the number of organizations that you get involved in and your studies and anything else that you're doing?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so I think the main thing is the wonderful team that we have with us. I think every year at least through my past few years in ESC, we were always able to have a wonderful team that was able, so we were actually able to delegate our tasks out and different sort of committees are responsible for different sort of actions. For example, I think the treasurers were really helpful in kind of dealing with the financial aspects, whereas EVP dealt with more like sort of the policies. And the presidents were kind of more communicating with the external stakeholders. So kind of our role right now. So it was really cool to be able to, so I think, first of all, our wonderful team. And second of all, I think it's a tip for all incoming freshmen as well. Google Calendar will be your friend, kind of scheduling everything you want out. And I think the biggest thing is not just when you have stuff to do, but when you want time to yourself as well, whether it to be relaxed or to work, kind of have that scheduled in. It works for some people, doesn't work for others, but I think that was a great sort of tool for me.
Yeah, adding on to what Hitesh said, definitely my calendar is kind of like the number one app that I use all the time on my phone. But one other thing is I always make sure to kind of like schedule my classes so I'm not too overwhelmed with the courses that I'm taking. So Berkeley Time is a really, really great website that I always use every semester when I'm scheduling my classes. And then I make sure that alongside like what classes I'm taking, I try not to overwhelm myself with too many clubs as well. I would say do your research when you are looking into like what clubs to apply for and how much time commitment you have to set aside for that club. And also make sure to like take some mental health days. This might not be the best advice, but like it's okay if you skip one class or like two classes throughout the semester. Like it's totally fine. Make sure that you do take care of yourself though, because Berkeley is a hard school and everyone is amazing there, but people do get burned out for sure.
Is there any resource that you learned about that you want to make sure students are using as they come in?
For me, definitely like Berkeley Time, but I also check Reddit a lot actually about like what students think about like what kind of classes that they've taken before, how the professors are, stuff like that.
I would probably say, I think first of all, I do want to re-stress school calendar. I think at least for me, that's been super helpful. But I think other than that, I would probably say the people around you, right? So even if you don't really know someone, especially if you're a freshman, people are really willing to talk, right? And some people might even have like either siblings or other friends that have already kind of been through the first few years at Berkeley that they can kind of give you some feedback or some advice about what class to take, what not to take. I mean, most people here avoid like the Monday 8 a.m.s, but I think Berkeley also has some like 3-hour once a week classes, and I tell you to avoid those if you can. So stuff of that nature, right? So like trying to get some general sort of suggestions. And I think as we're kind of here, student organizations also, I think, serve a great resource where students be able to actually find out more information.
Yeah, definitely. I would like to add on to that actually. So I think talking to your peers, whether you're like in class, so when you are sitting down in lecture halls, just like talk to the people around you, create group chats, join the class discords. Those are really helpful when you're kind of like, oh, what homework is due tomorrow? You can just ask like the group chat, ask the discord, but those are really helpful resources.
Is there anything we haven't talked about, like with ESC or student orgs, that you want to add?
I think the one thing I would add, and this is maybe tangential to like kind of the whole conversation that we're having right now, but I think it's super important for incoming freshmen to kind of think about, is as Sydney said, and as I was saying earlier, try to talk to as many people as you can, particularly in those large lecture classes. I think one kind of weird thing that happens that not many people talk about, I noticed, is your friends that you meet in the first few weeks of your kind of college career aren't necessarily the friends you end up staying with for the rest of the 4 years. There's a lot of temporary friendships and stuff, and they're not necessarily a bad thing, right? It's kind of everyone kind of navigating the kind of college and the entire university opportunity. And this, I think Berkeley is very different from a lot of state schools in the fact that, first of all, California is a huge state. So it's not like there's like some, I mean, there are, right? But there's not like a ton of people necessarily from the same high schools. There are some that kind of stand out, but on the broad scheme of things, and there's a lot of out of state and international students as well. So I think it's really cool to kind of just meet with other people until you kind of find your community, and don't necessarily shy away from that, I would say. And that could also happen with student orgs as well, right? So you kind of join some that you don't necessarily vibe with. It's perfectly okay to kind of find some that are, find a group of people that you really want to hang out with. So I think that's also where kind of Blue and Gold can help as well as ESC, kind of providing different sort of communities that are welcoming to different sort of backgrounds.
Did you have an experience shopping around for student orgs? Or did you kind of do a lot of like going to the meetings and meeting them, or did you do a lot of more research like online? Or
I think for me, it kind of just came down to going to a lot of info sessions. I think ESC was one of the few I didn't, because ESC kind of works differently in that aspect. Whether we want everyone to be in, and you kind of test the committee out, see if you go to such committees, or if you want to drop, that's also perfectly okay. Although we do encourage you to stay. But for most clubs, kind of going to info sessions, talking with some of the members. And I think nothing really beats that, even what you read online, because those are just experiences from other people, but what you actually feel from the members themselves. I think that's the most important part of student orgs. It's not what it was 5 years ago. It's who the members are now and what kind of community that they've kind of fostered and created. Because that are some of the stuff that you can see online, like older sort of comments versus you actually going to the info sessions, meeting them.
Sydney, what did you want to add? Sorry.
Oh yeah, no worries. So for me, most of the clubs that I'm in, I found through like sprawl tabling. So while I was walking to class, I would just collect the flyers that people were handing out, and then I read them, made a list of the ones that I did want to join and that I was interested in. And then, like Hitesh said, I went to the info sessions.
And was there anything that you wanted to add about ESC or student orgs that we hadn't talked about yet?
I would say, jumping off of what Hitesh said about advice, if I can go into that topic a little more, just taking every opportunity that you can while you're at college, because there really isn't any other time in life where you're like one house away from your best friends and you can just knock on their door, go eat dinner together, lay on the grass on the glade at night watching the stars. Like, this is the perfect time for you to make new memories, try taking risks and everything. So just take everything, take every opportunity that is given to you would be my biggest piece of advice.
Oh, I like that. Well, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you again.
And thank you to everyone for listening this week. I'll be back next week with more resources available to you as a Berkeley engineering student.